Greetings. This is Nigeria Anderson, the Bronx Queen of Praise. I'm with my brother, Mikey J. Mikey J, what's going on?
I am good.
All right.
I'm good. Right. I'm blessed, happy.
Man, you're doing so many things, films, still music, community work, and I definitely salute you for that. But let us know what's going on currently. You just recently got an award, salute.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But I mean, you're super busy, so you're going to have to help me out to help the other people, the people listening, know what's happening.
Yeah, I currently just got back from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And I was honored by the Radio and Records Awards.
Excellent, man.
And they selected me as their 2021 Filmmaker of the Year.
Okay.
So it's a prestigious honor.
Right.
It's spearheaded by Miss Debbie Ireland.
Okay.
And what I actually love is the fact that this is a black woman.
Yeah.
You know, black men in the industry, it's a male-dominated industry, music and film.
Right.
So when a black woman and her committee,
takes time out
of thousands, if not millions of other filmmakers and artists to honor you, that's dope, you know?
Well, anytime someone takes the time out to recognize your work and your contributions to entertainment and the business that you're in, it is a true honor. But we have to understand that without that, we still good doing the work that we're doing, because the people are going to always show up, you know, especially when it's true and it's honest. So tell us about the film that you're working on.
Well, the latest film that I'm working on is called Hopeless Romantic.
Yeah. And you was telling me a little bit about it before. So we need it. We need love stories, especially now with so much racism and so much tension. That's going to be a film I'm definitely going to push for you, because we need love. We need to love one another.
Yeah.
We need to stop all this chaotic behavior, the violence that's on a spike, and we need to stop and examine ourselves and know that love covers.
And the thing about Hopeless Romantic, if you're not a hopeless romantic, if you don't believe in love at first sight, if you're looking for something ratchet, something with drama, you're not going to find it in this movie. This is just straight to the point. Two people who fall in love.
Right.
And it just goes from there on a positive level. And I'm just really happy that I was able to write a love story.
Because
every love story that's supposed to be a love story when it comes to black film, and I hate to use that stigmatism, black
film.
You know, it's always something gotta be about drama in a love story. Like, not every black relationship is dramatic.
It's chaotic.
I know people been together like 50 years, never had an argument.
Wow. No, it exists. You know, it exists. So that's good. Like I said, we need that. And you've been traveling a lot.
Yeah.
And what has that experience been like, especially now during the pandemic?
It's been hell, man. it really has. It's been a gift and a curse.
Right.
The gift of being able to go to 27 cities on to promote Time Matters.
Right.
You came to the very first one three or four years ago when we first shot Time Matters.
Yeah.
This version here, I'll be honest, it's 10,000 times better than what I did.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm very critical of myself.
Right.
So I did three premieres for the movie in Ohio, two in Atlanta, and three in New York, and three in Maryland. All I gotta say is thank God for the blessings, because all them people that gave testimonies for that film, it's definitely a blessing to have that support.
So what about music? What are we doing with music?
Still doing my music. I just released a new single, Phenomenon.
Okay.
And it's actually picking up a lot of buzz.
Okay.
It's a straight New York hip hop dance record. LL Cool J Phenomenon.
Yeah.
This is a track that I did many years ago for somebody, and I never sold it to him. So I just said, you know what? I'm going to do it. Because I already had the hook.
Right.
So even when, you know, it's funny though, when I uploaded it, the metadata to iTunes, they rejected the song.
Why?
Because the title was spelled different. It wasn't the title. They thought the rhythm or something like that was LL Cool J's record.
Are you serious?
But then when I said I wrote them, my management wrote them, they actually listened to the record and it's totally a different hook.
Right. Okay. That's interesting for artists that's out there that's writing and uploading a song and having it rejected.
Yeah, they will reject it. Yeah.
It sounds similar.
Yeah.
Wow.
So thank God Phenomenon is on iTunes, Spotify. I'm on iHeartRadio, but I've been on iHeartRadio since the start of my career.
Right.
So, but yeah, so I got that. And I'm focusing on Phenomenon. I'm going to do the video for that right away.
Okay.
And we got some fun.
I need to be in the video.
Yeah, I'm doing black screen with a lot of lights. So as long as you can wear, I got to find out what color shirt, but something where you can accent it, like green or indigo.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
most definitely. Listen, I want... Listen, if you can dance and shake your tail feather and do what you do, then we good. And I'm filming it. I'm going to film it in at a studio in the Bronx. So, yeah, definitely.
But listen, Mike, you got to tell people, how can they get into film?
Mm.
Like, you've been doing this for a while. So, you know, there's people who want to do what you're doing. So what advice do you have for them?
Oh man, I'm glad you brought that up. Just went through something. The first bit of advice I would say is get up and get out and go do it.
Okay.
That's the first thing. Talking about it and thinking about it is not going to land you what you're trying to do.
Right.
The second thing I would say is sign up for Backstage, casting networks, and different casting companies that you can sign up for. Then I would say outside of the casting companies, try to find yourself someone that's prominent, a good production company, production team that's actually doing real professional stuff.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to just put yourself in any old web series
or any old film. Right.
You know, I see a lot of our people just running and gunning.
Right.
Gorilla.
Right.
With no structure, no nothing. And with me, you know, I've been told that I'm hard. Yeah, I'm only hard to work with if you're not, if I gave you a script 2 months ago and you're not prepared on day one.
Right.
That's a problem.
That is.
You know, and I tell the actors, I'm not your friend. I'm not your brother. I'm not your uncle, your godson. I'm none of that stuff. You know?
Right.
I'm your director.
Right.
I'm your writer. I'm your producer. And maybe even your co-star if I'm in a film.
Right.
But I would just say to all the aspiring actors out there, whether you're man, woman, youth, heterosexual, LGBTQ, get out there and just go for yours, man. Because if you don't, someone else will.
Right.
You know?
Now, Basic, what would be some equipment to get?
For an aspiring filmmaker?
Yeah.
I would say start out with a camera that is easy to use, the functionalities on it. You don't want to just jump right into a Red camera or Blackmagic or high-end Canon or Sony. It's a lot. It's very meticulous. So I would say start out with a Canon 90D, 80D, even a 5D or 6D. You know, those are great cameras to film with. Long as you got a great editor, and I utilize natural lighting. So if you're a person who can utilize natural light, I would say definitely get yourself a Canon, one of the most easiest cameras to use. It pulls in the light.
Wow. Okay.
Beautifully, and invest in some lenses.
Okay.
The lenses, basically, they pull in more light than what the camera will pull in.
Right.
So, like, right now, I have the Red cameras. I have the Canons. I have Sony. But right now, I'm shooting on the Blackmagic 6K and the 6K Pro.
Oh, okay.
And when I tell you that those cameras are phenomenal. And a lot of people don't know, the Blackmagic 6K was used and the 4K was actually used to shoot Woody Harrelson's movie Double Tap, Zombieland.
Oh, okay.
They used that. They used them cameras in Zombieland. They used them cameras in a whole bunch of films, and they used them cameras on television shows like Veep and many others.
Now, what about, we were talking earlier about microphones. What about booms or the sound? What would be good for the sound?
So I would say definitely get a shotgun mic. You want to invest in a shotgun mic that is of high quality. So me personally, I have Sennheiser.
Okay.
And my Sennheiser it was like $500, but they have more. They have shotgun mics that cost way more than that.
Right, right.
You know, but the Sennheiser that I have, it's perfect.
Okay.
Like the FBI and the CIA can indict you on that.
For real?
From 100 miles away.
Wow.
So
wow.
It's a great, great microphone to have. Also invest in a sturdy boom pole.
Okay.
I have the E-Magic. I love that boom pole. It's lightweight. It has a nice grip. I forgot the material you call it, but it's perfect.
So what sound do you record onto from the boom mic?
Right now I'm recording two ways. I'll either record directly into the camera. My editor, Mr. Wendell McQuilla, he has 50 years of experience over me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't have to separate my audio, especially when I know that my audio, I'm filming a certain way. There's only the cast that's recording that day. There's no ambient noise.
Right.
So I know that I can record directly into the camera that day.
Okay.
And when you do that, you gotta have an editor that knows what they're doing, a sound man that knows what they're doing.
Okay.
In retrospect to what I'm recording separately, I have the new Tascam.
Okay.
And that has 4-channel input. So get a Tascam.
What kind of Tascam? That is just,
I think it's the D7200. I think that's the one I got.
Oh, okay.
I think that's it. It's one of the latest ones.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So I got so much equipment that the warehouse now, I had to get a whole new space within the warehouse.
Right.
So when you have that much equipment, I got cranes, I got all that. So
wow.
Yeah. Actually, one of my cranes like that.
I know you're filming and directing and everything, and do you have your own studio?
Not yet. But it's funny you mention that. It's funny you mention that because I'm looking upstate New York to open up a studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my business managers, my attorneys, are already in talks with Goshen, Port Jervis, and a couple other municipalities up there.
So how could some future actors, or how can they be cast for your film?
You know, I used to do casting calls. You came to a couple. I used to do casting calls heavy. But then when the pandemic came out,
right.
You know, I'm a paranoid dude. I got diabetes.
Right.
I have angina. Angina is with the heart.
Right.
You know, anybody can look that up, angina. So I stopped them.
Right.
You know. And I lost a lot of friends to COVID. Fred the Godson.
Right, yeah.
My mother-in-law, Bella Ray's mom.
Right.
You know, I lost a lot of people.
Right.
And I said, nope, ain't doing no more casting calls, no table reads, no nothing.
Right. So what about Zoom? Are you able to do it on
what we do is we utilize the Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And Facebook, you can have like the same thing as Zoom.
Right. Yeah. Right. And YouTube, all of them have these little ways.
I trust my cast.
Right.
I give that much trust to the cast where once I give them the direction and their character description and what I'm
looking for,
they just do what they do. I don't breathe down their necks.
Right.
I mean, popping in and out here and there. But so far, for every film that I've been filming since 2012,
mm-hmm.
I really have to say every cast member that I've ever cast for my film, whether they're still with me or not, whether they're still whether they were replacing the film or not, every cast member were they were all really great.
Okay.
They were all really great, and I would never take away anyone's talent. I would never give them their roses.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But anyone that wants to be cast in any of my films, oh, they can go to AignyFilmGroup.com. Research us first.
Right.
My team is up there, AignyFilmGroup.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested in being cast for a role, I don't care if you're black, white, yellow, green, blue, LGBTQ, short, tall, petite.
Right.
BBW. It doesn't matter to me. All I care is about your talent.
Right.
And or pulling out the talent that you never thought you had.
Mm.
So just go to AignyFilmCasting@yahoo.com. AignyFilmCasting at yahoo.com. Submit a couple of pictures. If you don't have professional pictures, don't worry about it. Direct us to your Instagram or your Facebook page, and we'll take a look at your photos from there. And you must also submit a 60-second video monologue. Hollywood's doing that heavy.
Really?
Yeah. Submit a 60-second video monologue to AignyFilmCasting@yahoo.com. It could be something poetic, something dramatic, or something comedic.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you sing, submit another clip of you singing for about 60 seconds as well, because I've been doing a lot of films now, implementing some singing.
Okay.
And putting music in a score that way too.
Right. Man, well, thank you again. You know, as we say, once a key player is always a key player, and I love you for keeping us on our word that whenever you're doing something great and elevating in your career, to come back and do an interview, and you really keep that, and it's our honor to continue to celebrate you.
Nah, you're most welcome.
I just want to say thank you.
I really appreciate it, but what I want to say to you is I've been watching. You've been a great supporter, actually more like a big sister, to be honest.
Facts.
And you've always supported. You always come out to the castings. You come out to the premieres. But most importantly, I love how you are putting Black Americans on your platform.
Thank you.
Whether they are just starting out.
That's right.
Or
that's
they've been there. For you, it's not about how long you've been doing what you're doing.
Right.
For you, it's about what are you doing?
Right.
And how can I
contribute
with my platform for you? So you definitely give a lot of aspiring people a lot of love, and kudos and roses to you for that.
Thank you.
Especially you being a queen, doing what you're doing in this media world. And you definitely got my full support as usual, you know?
Appreciate it. All right.